Genesis Avalon Patriot, Episode 20, Tireless Exertions.
Charming. I really love the way you've let the black mold work its way from the ceiling to the floor on that wall over there. Very Goldsworthy, using natural materials for artistic purpose. That, or I assume you just really love OSHA violations.
OSHA hasn't had enough of a budget to enforce actual industrial safety violations in 3 years. Which you would know had you ever bothered to come back stateside before now.
That's cute. She thinks she's witty. I'm going to guess you don't know how government appointments work. I have big girl problems to solve, like making sure that certain dictatorships that shall remain nameless don't kill their own people.
If that's really what you wanted to solve, you wouldn't be working for Kramer.
Oh, please. Do you have any idea the level of privilege and opportunity that being an American affords? I'm not about to debate fiscal policies with a person who—
Please, make an ableist comment, I dare you.
I was gonna say lawless criminal, thank you very much. Give me some credit.
So far, all you've done is shown up at my safe house, demand to see the person in charge, and then when I agree to this without any assurances, you're here to insult me. So, no, you get no credit. You have 30 seconds to make your pitch, or you will learn real quickly just how fast the Voices of Freedom can move anything or anyone I ask them to. I hear Death Valley has some record temperatures right now.
Oh, is this how you're planning to win? Your plucky gumption and cutting rhetoric? Because I can tell you one thing, you're not winning on a technology front. The only reason that your entire building hasn't been compromised is because I'm the one holding the key to your location. You didn't question why you had access to a satellite.
Oh, believe me, we knew it was probably a trap. I just expected our visitors to be way more armed and, less talkative. So, pitch time. Why didn't you just turn us over to the stewards?
There is a gulf of difference between fiscal conservatism and this moral panic that the Freedom and Security Party has caused. My colleagues and I differ in this regard. And normally I just call it party politics. After all, I'm not exactly their standard blonde news anchor white girl. But this isn't what I signed up for. I joined the party because there was supposed to be a return to law and order.
Right, so you can pull the ladder up behind you for all other women. Cis or trans. How does it feel punching down so they don't punch you? It never works. You're never going
to
be
to the proper procedures, the decorum that our government sorely lacked after the vigilantes in the city sent them into a complete panic. They mismanaged every aspect of that nasty supernatural plague business, completely showed our ass to the world. And that's one thing I don't tolerate.
What? You don't like that the world found out what the rest of us already knew? The government's a bully. Doesn't matter what party you put in place, they all think they're untouchable.
Used to be.
You're serious?
I didn't become an ambassador to apologize for America's actions. But you know how the saying goes, put your own house in order first. And our house is very cluttered.
And how exactly do you plan to help us do that? Because there's no decluttering your party. They are the rot. They have to go, all of them.
I agree, and I have proof that they're the rot. It's not enough to make anyone listen, but it should be enough for you to understand that this isn't a domestic problem any longer.
Out of his ass. Gods don't just show up brand new. tell them it's what makes them American. That's why we picked this place. It is the land of the godless.
If there's one thing I do agree with all of the leftist propagandists on, it's this. This is a country where there is freedom both of and from religion. I didn't join a party where my vice president cavorts with demons and talks about gods, especially not the way that they want to pervert America. I believe the cabinet is compromised with ineligible candidates in power, and I can help you change that. Clean the slate, rebalance the scales.
But not with this.
This is just an amuse-bouche. The thing you're really going to want to sink your teeth into is much bigger. I happen to know the location of the Democratic Party's president-elect, the one that the bad faith electors turned on in order to put President Kramer into power his first term.
Electors turned? They reported it as a concession.
Yes, by the state news media, and I would know that. I helped them set their network up. It won me my appointment. President-elect Mirzaev is under house arrest.
Why keep him under house arrest? I mean, that sounds like they think he's a threat. Seems like it would be cleaner for him to have some kind of quote-unquote accident.
To keep the more vocal leaders of his party in check, for the illusion of cooperation. It's a dirty secret, but it's one thing to be seen as corrupt. It's another for you to be so deplorable that even the moderates on both sides can't stomach it.
Uh-huh.
Now there's a window of opportunity here, but it's rapidly closing. Right now, the country is under martial law, officially, due to Patriot's little soiree in Youngstown. As long as he is at large, they won't be focusing on Mirzai. They'll be focusing on other more obvious points of interest. Especially if, for example, the Freedom Press rattled some cages in key locations that also house different types of political prisoners.
You want me to put my people in danger? Have them go out and hit strategic targets as a distraction?
That's exactly what I want you to do. And then I want you to get Genesis Avalon and Exodus Avalon to publicly rescue the president-elect.
How the hell do you expect us to do all that? Screw that! How could you think that people would believe anything we tell them if the state news is just gonna cover it up, just like they covered up the overseers?
Well, you're gonna have to figure that part out. But isn't it convenient for you that you know someone with a satellite? Now, deal or no deal?
So those are our options. We either send Kinsey packing and just expect that we're going to be exposed in the morning, or we hope she's telling the truth and use what she's told us.
So we're not trusting her, right? I mean, like, please tell me we're showing her the door, and preferably one with the sandwich board on her that says hypocrite in big red letters. I don't know if she's self-aware enough to know that she's working for the leopard-eating faces party.
Can you give me just a minute? Because I'm not sure if I want to scream or rip her hair out or cry.
Let's go with secret option D, all of the above.
Yeah, but finding no-run eyeliner right now is really a pain in the ass. So, that middle option sounds really good. I knew that signal was probably too good to be true. I wanted to get a line of communication open for Avalon. I was trying to help.
Oh, you did. No one is blaming you for this, Ryan.
I am.
It was a calculated risk. Don't assume it won't pay off just yet. Ben, what's your gut telling you?
Okay. Everyone looking at me is giving off some mad speech class vibes.
You're the one who got tapped by the spirits of revolution. That's what Casey said before Kinsey showed up. And so far, every time we've followed your lead, it's worked.
Avalon's right. You followed your gut. Who knows how many people would have died at Youngstown if you hadn't been there when it first went south. How many civilians might have been in the line of fire?
It was still too many. But the stewards who pulled the trigger on a bunch of worried civilians, they're ultimately responsible. And we all need to keep that in mind. Fact is, while there is a vocal minority in power, I really believe they're just that, a minority. They've been emboldened to hate, to see anyone in bad circumstances as somehow morally less, as if they themselves didn't just get lucky enough to be the right skin color or have the right number of zeros in their paychecks, to not have powers, or they were born never questioning any part of themselves. Those people, they're not everyone. And a lot of them, they're just scared of anyone who doesn't look and sound like them. I saw that in Youngstown. One of the people in the crowd tried to turn my dad in because they thought it would help them. So, if we can do this in a way that minimizes civilian casualties, that helps those people who are scared or too tribal to realize that voting for the stewards doesn't protect them either, then we do that. Kinsey might be a lot of things, not the least of which is a total hypocrite as a part of the party that wants to take away her own rights. But I do think she is honest about one thing. She doesn't want the stewards in charge, and she sure as hell doesn't want demons in the White House. I can feel the revolution inside her, just simmering, trying to fight its way through all her self-hating propaganda. This is her act of patriotism.
For every person that wants to drag the world towards the light, there will be plenty of people who are so beat down by that system that they are too scared to fight for anything except that system. You were right, Mom.
Okay, cool. So we're just gonna break the president-elect out of house arrest. And then we do what, exactly?
We blast it everywhere. We commandeer every network we can get our hands on.
If there's one thing we've learned over the last 6 years, it's that people can see actual magic on camera and decide to just ignore that it's relevant to them. What makes you think we could do any different here?
Well, we did manage to get Parliament to finally take us seriously about that. Maybe that's what we need to do here.
They took us seriously when a sacred spring of Bellissima popped up in the middle of Coventry, in a roundabout, at rush hour.
Well, I'm not suggesting we do that. I'm suggesting we target an audience. You just said it. We didn't have to convince everyone, just Parliament.
Most people who still have access to regular television and traditional media are probably fine with the status quo. Or at least financially well off enough to ignore it. The people who are in the Stewart towns will be harder to reach. And I don't have to tell anyone in this room that it's just as important that we show those being beat down by the system that someone is fighting on their behalf.
The only way to do that would be to take over the network when the stewards are doing one of their mandatory broadcasts. Which we could do if we knew when they'd go live.
So what? We'd rescue the president-elect, take him back here, and wait for the next broadcast?
Okay. We're not going to solve this sitting on our asses in the medbay. So, let's work the problem as smaller teams. Carrie, you and Julian figure out the broadcast details. The when. Ryan, figure out the how. I need you to be ready for the moment Kinsey turns on a satellite. I know Kinsey thinks we'll use it to broadcast to the U.S., but that won't be enough. So when that happens, Sam, Leo, you get in contact with someone in the UK. I don't care who. We need it to go to as many international networks as possible. Screw the US reputation. The world needs to see this. Ben, find Evan. I need the two of you to keep an eye on Kinsey. Every minute we leave her in that office, we burn goodwill. Make her comfortable, but limit her access. Right now, she only suspects the Avalons are with the press. She doesn't know anything. Let's keep it that way. Jaina, you've got the Morgan in your head, right? She's like, the war goddess.
As she is so fond of reminding me.
Then I need you to help me plan how to end this war. Schematics, plan of attack, all of it. Kinsey wants Genesis and Exodus Avalon to pull off the escape. I'm thinking that's not such a bad idea.
Anything you need.
How does that sound to the spirits of Revolution, Ben?
Revolution says it sounds good.
Why did I hard code that? That was... Why make anything simple when instead you just hard code it and leave all of the problems for future me, who definitely has more time than I did before? Why?
Wow. Evan getting the fastest sitting duty. Did not see that coming. I figured we would just... I don't know. Leave her in the room behind a locked door. It's nicer than anything else the stewards have done to us.
Evan knows everything that happens in this building at all times. He's the only one who sits in on check-in calls with the rest of the Freedom Press and the roadies. I can't think of anyone better equipped to give Kinsey a curated tour of America's resistance movement. And with Ben there, I suppose Casey thinks he'll know when her intentions may change.
Oh, so now we're the ones giving propaganda to the government. Kind of nice, seeing as how what we're doing is actually helping people.
Absolutely. I mean, let's say for a moment that Kinsey has a shred of moral backbone.
Fitch probably had that redone, too. Not like she couldn't afford it. Haven't seen sculpting that good in ages.
Ryan!
Look, you didn't watch what she did, okay? I did. I saw her come up out of her blogger days, where she'd actively preach conservative arguments against other trans people, then use all that sweet ad revenue to buy a position with Sinclair Broadcasting. People like her are the ones who would get me run out of shelters. Say that the only way to be trans is to be binary, to be hyper-feminine woman or a hyper-masculine man. She got on national television when I was 15 years old. And told the world that if you can't afford surgery out of pocket, you must not really be trans. That we invented multiple genders to feel special or to fight the way society tells us gender roles should be, but that we don't really feel inside that we're trans. I mean, do you have any idea how that feels? What do you two think I'm here? You think I bounced around every shelter from Orlando to here because I was bored? People like her made it impossible for shelters to take me in. Sure, they don't reject you outright, but... suddenly, they don't have enough beds or food.
Ryan, we don't know.
Because I didn't want you to. Because I shouldn't have to explain all of this. No one should have to. She doesn't get points for suddenly realizing she's been helping her future executioners this whole time. It just means that a broken clock can be right twice a day. Getting that crap from the religious Bundy bigots is bad enough. We don't need it from the rest of our community. It's not like there's a published list of rules on how to be a model minority. Especially when the already narrow filter of what the stewards think are loyal keeps getting narrower.
Yeah, unfortunately. I think the only rule they like is, looking like me. Painfully straight. Painfully male, and painfully unaware of everyone else's struggles until it affects me personally.
Well, then you can put that realization to good use and help us. Let's figure out what the stewards are up to, then we'll make them powerless. Ryan,
I need a few minutes to rebuild my code base. So.
Yep, right. Need quiet. Understood.
If you could let us know when you're done, we'll be over here and I'm sorry.
Don't apologize. You've been great, Carrie. Just, you don't always know what everyone's going through. Just like I don't ask why you haven't been sleeping.
Well, maybe once we're through this, we can talk, both of us, about what we're going through.
Provided I ever fix this branch of my server. Maybe.
Still not sleeping, huh?
No. Not really. No. And Julian, no, I do not want to talk about it with you. I can't.
What? Why not?
Because you are the one who put the gun in my hand. Part of me is just... Part of me is still angry with you for giving me the means to kill someone. And it doesn't matter what I know... I know that it would have meant the end of my life had you not done that. I do not want to fight, so just can we focus at the task at hand?
Right. Sure.
You know, if there's one thing I've gotten really good at in the last few months, is waiting. But I'm gonna be straight with you, Sam. This sucks ass. It's
been worse.
The chick who I can only assume is trying to discredit Tim or gaslight him into thinking you weren't about to be executed is now walking around getting a tour while we talk to her with kid gloves and our choice is to sit here and just, what, wait? Hope she gets the satellite turned back on? That you and Jay get the guy who should have won Kramer's first election out of house arrest? And I mean, that's only assuming that's even true. For all we know, she could be leading us into a bigger, more airtight trap. What if you and Jaina show up and get just steamrolled by stewards?
Thanks for the vote of confidence, mate.
I mean, that's assuming you're gonna transform and be Exodus. I'd say that's me giving you plenty of confidence. I just don't know if you're gonna do that. Pretty sure you're still on the I'm not making deals with gods train right now, so... I don't love that for us, mate.
Leo, my patron is Camulus, and the last time I invoked him, he very famously tried to end the world in an effort to rebuild it.
So did the Morrigan, and yet, Jaina seems to be doing just fine.
Yeah, well, the Morrigan is a cyclical triplicate goddess. She's used to changing her mind. And I was wrong to tell Jaina to stop reaching out to her. Clearly, she needed to speak to her patron a long time ago. From the way she tells it, Ben was the one who convinced her to come at it more like equals. And the Morrigan respected that.
Oh, so do that!
Camulus won't care. Morrigan may be all parts of a war, but Camulus? He's the bloodlust of it. And when we were fighting Sekhmet, Obsidian, Morgan Le Fay, that's who I wanted. I wanted to fight without worrying about the consequences, to give in to that.
Sam, the stewards are grade-A assholes who are working for a guy who calls himself Tunanu. I really don't see a problem here.
Oh, mate. Ben said it already. There are people out there following what Tuanu is saying. He's not a demon, he's a god. And he's feeding off them. He lorded it over me while he had me in prison. He was going to enjoy feasting off the sacrifice of a great fallen hero. If I go out there all rage and violence, I may as well hand myself back over. I'll just convince Americans that I'm the bogeyman he said I was. If we're going to beat Tuanu, we have to do it differently from anyone else we've faced.
So what, you're just never transforming again? And if you're not Exodus Avalon, does it just pass to Jack and we hope for the best? Because listen, bro, I don't know if you've noticed this, he's not here. He's still back home, and he's probably wondering if you're okay.
Oh, go on.
I mean, look, are you the priest of Avalon or are you the priest of Camulus? Pick a new god.
Leo, do you actually hear yourself? Or is it all just sort of white noise to you? This is literally the worst pep talk I've ever heard.
I'm serious. You just told me that if we're going to fight Tuanu, we have to do it differently. So then be different. Change the rules. If you don't feel like you can go to Camulus like an equal, then maybe his option isn't the one you need to consider. The Mabinogian mentions like 1,000 gods of the Tuatha De Danann. I'm sure one of them would love to have the ear of a priest who stands up against their own patron. I mean, priorities change. That's part of growing up.
I'm older than you. By 10 years.
Would you just listen? When I met you, I thought all I wanted to do was graduate and become a big hotshot CEO of a car company. Drive fast cars and meet fast women. And then I found out about all this. I realized I'd been in love with Gwen, but was too afraid to be a shitty wingman to Tim. We've all grown up. I'm gonna be a dad, and you know what? I don't care about pissing off a god who thinks my kid should be another knight for the war. I want the god around who cares about the next generation, about my kid who isn't even here yet. Like you do, man. You've been everyone's big brother for years now. Including mine.
Leo,
Look, that was a lot of emotional vulnerability and growth for me. There's now... I'm gonna need a little more than that.
I'm just... not sure I've earned that, but... thank you, brother. I hear you. Loud and clear.
Then, Sam... please. Get off your ass.
Just give me a minute, yeah?
Sam, hey! Where are you going? I want to be back home before my kid gets here.
About the next generation. He's got a bloody point, you know. I've seen nothing but people suffering since I got here. But all I want to do is go home and see Jack and Alicia. How selfish am I? But hang on. No, I don't want to go home for me. I want to protect them from war, from the bloodlust. You all heard what I said to Jaina. I know you bloody well did. So why is it I can give her a pass, but not one for myself? Yeah? I don't want to be this angry anymore. You hear me? I'm not that man anymore. I'm not doing this if it's just because you want me to fight. I'm doing this because I have a family to protect, and you will help me protect it. So, you are here. You understand what I'm asking? No, what I'm telling you I need, don't you? Wait. I know this power. You've answered me before. I suppose if I'm going to give Jaina advice, I have to take it for myself. I will protect my family, as you protect all the Tuatha. I answer you, Dagda. Now you answer me. Blessed are those who defend in the name of the god. Blimey, this feels different.
You, Sam, I could feel you calling to him.
Leo was right. He was always right, but I was being stubborn. Of course Camulus wouldn't want me. I'm not an eager young warrior now. I have to protect our family. Dagda, he understands.
You called on the father of the Tuatha.
And now, I want to talk to our kids. Julian, Kerry, we need to try the firewall again.
Sam? your Exodus again.
I'm liking the new look. Way more leather, way less chainmail. That came out wrong.
The firewall that Ryan said was patched? Can they try another communication ping?
If they're done rebuilding the server, I'm sure Ryan is willing to try.
Ryan, can we get you to try that server you said couldn't breach the firewall?
I mean, it's patched, but... Did your eyes always glow like that? That seems... hazardous.
I have enough power flowing through me. I'll get through. If you just try.
Not gonna argue with the glowing man. So, sure.
Magda, may my words find my homestead.
Can you hear us?
Kenneth, it'd be better really than you. Are you okay? Is Sam okay too?
Right here, kiddo.
Oh my god. Noir told us, but I never thought. Merlin? Jack? Get back in here! It's them! It's Jaina and Sam!
I'm never gonna understand magic.
Sam? Jaina? No way, is that really you?
It's us, Jack. Sam invoked a god to help us cut through the noise.
Oh, Kraken! You two like baby birds. Kick you out the nest and you learn to fly again. Damn relieved to hear from you, though.
Merlin? You sound surprisingly put together.
Oh, don't mind me. Turns out Nimue cursed me centuries ago and she recently stopped me from mixing my peas in my porridge. Back to living forward. Explains why I was getting real foggy. Hang on. I'm gonna try to boost this connection. Recall!
You mentioned Noir.
Yeah, he got back while we were rescuing Merlin, Natalie, and Roxy from the Fey Realm. It's been a week, Dad.
And you'll tell me all about it when I get back. You all safe?
Sure, as long as you don't count the fact that Tim got shot, Gabe was in a coma until this morning, and we're pretty sure there's at least one Fey god trying to meddle. Oh my god, Jack, they have enough to worry about on their own. Don't give them our stuff. They're safe. That's what matters.
Sure, safe. Save for the ancient Sumerian god we have to fight for the soul of America.
Oh, but you totally have a plan, Dad, right? You always have a plan.
We have parts of a plan. Still not sure how to make them all come together. I've only ever told off a god, not actually tried to take one out of power.
Well, then you've done the hardest.
How so?
Well, gods rely on faith and worship. Without that, then without faith or devotees, they lose their power. They lose what makes them gods, and they become kind of like demons. Right. The same thing you said to Gwynathis to get him to let us go. I'm probably the fastest I've been released from a kidnapping, I have to say.
I'm sorry, did you say kidnapping?
Good thing you answered the phone then. We need your help for that.
Sorry, do we know you?
This is Ben Pelson. He's another hero here. Definitely the most important one to the success of this. He's the revolution. And he wants to help take out Tunanu more than anyone else. And sounds like you have a plan?
More like I see how we're gonna use our plan to set us up for success. We're gonna commandeer the Steward Network. Air all their dirty laundry, and show people you and Sam freeing the president-elect. And then we're gonna go after Tunanu.
On camera.
The people will rise up. All we need to do is make sure the revolution is televised.
Featuring the voice talents of Laura Post as Jaina Tyler, Ben Hernandez as Ben Pelson, Revolution, David Ault as Sam Tyler, Exodus Avalon, Paul Brueggemann as Leo Blank, Anthony Fleece as Julian Alexander, Anna Kelly Rodriguez as Casey Sloan, M. Ciro Garcia as Carrie Arthur, Devin Boer as Ryan, Tilly Bridges as Ambassador Kinsey, Sarah Palmero as Alicia Arthur, Jalen Frisbee as Jack Arthur, and Chris Bays as Merlin. Sensitivity readers Mark Allen Jr. and Sarah Palmero. Written by Catherine Pride and Chris Bays. Music by Josh Molin at thetunepeddler.com. Directed by Catherine Pride. Produced by Pendant Productions. This production is copyright 2024, Pendant Productions. Genesis Avalon, created by Catherine Pride. Copyright 2024, Pendant Productions.
For more information, visit pendantaudio.com. Thanks for listening.